This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the fourth Reinvest Global Industrial Meet at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Mr. Modi will also flag off the second phase of Ahmedabad Metro connecting Ahmedabad to Gandhinagar and Gift City. Prime Minister will also interact with the beneficiaries of PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana today. Later in the day, Mr. Modi is scheduled to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees, which include country's first Vande Bharat metro train between Ahmedabad and Bhuj. The fourth Reinvest Global Renewable Energy Meet and Expo has been organized by the Union Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, MNRE. The meet will highlight India's impressive progress in renewable energy manufacturing and deployment. Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will be present at the inaugural session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of Sri Somnath Trust in Gandhinagar yesterday. On his X account, Mr. Modi mentioned that he reviewed ways to enhance the experience for pilgrims and further improve the various facilities. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi reached his home state Gujarat on a two-day visit, during which he will participate in a series of inaugurations and meetings. The campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to the polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. These districts are Doda, Kishtwar, Ramban, Anantnag, Pulwama, Kulgam and Shopian. The polling for second and third phase will be held on September 25th and October 1st. Counting of votes will be taken up on October 8th. Jammu and Kashmir Assembly has 90 seats, including 74 general seats, 7 reserved for scheduled castes and 9 for scheduled tribes. Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan 2024 will start tomorrow and continue till 2nd of October. The theme for this year is Swabhav Swachhata, Sanskar Swachhata. The campaign includes mega cleanliness drives at various sites such as tourist locations, public buildings, commercial areas, water bodies, zoos, sanctuaries and community and public toilets through Shramdan and collective action. All central government ministries and states are planning various citizen engagement activities across the country. India has launched Operation Sadbhav to provide humanitarian assistance to countries affected by Typhoon Yaki. External Affairs Ministry said that under Operation Sadbhav, India has sent $1 million worth relief assistance to Vietnam. A consignment of 35 tons of assistance was airlifted to Vietnam by a special aircraft yesterday. It includes water purification items, water containers, blankets, kitchen utensils and solar lanterns. New Delhi has also sent 10 tons of humanitarian relief supply to Laos on board a special aircraft. The supply is in the form of hygiene kits, blankets, mosquito nets and repellents, sleeping bags, gensets, water purifiers, water purification tablets and disinfectants. Former US President Donald Trump has said that he is safe and well after gunshots were reported in his vicinity at Trump National Golf Club in West Palm Beach, Florida, last night. Trump's campaign communications director, Stephen Cheung, has said that Mr. Trump was on the golf course when the shots were heard. Eid Milad-un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervor in various parts of the country today. Milad Mehfils and Seerat conferences will be held highlighting the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad. Milad processions are also being organized to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens, especially Muslim community, on the occasion of Milad-un-Nabi. The birthday of Prophet Muhammad is celebrated as Milad-un-Nabi. India will face South Korea the Asian Champions Trophy 2024 semi-final in Hulunbuir, China today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India is the only unbeaten team in the tournament, having defeated China 3-0, Japan 5-1, Malaysia 8-1, Korea 3-1 and Pakistan 2-1. The reigning Asian Games gold medalist is upbeat ahead of the Korea clash. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.